Hi, I'm James Montemagno, a program manager here at Microsoft. Today, I'm going to show you how to deploy your very first iOS application written in C# and .NET using Xamarin from Visual Studio 2019. So let's get started. All right, let's get started by launching Visual Studio 2019. I'm brought here to my brand new Getting Started experience, and we're going to create a brand new project. Now here, I'm able to browse all of the different workloads that I have and different project types. So we're going to go ahead and select mobile. Here I'll find all of my different mobile applications that I can build with Xamarin and .NET from tvOS, iOS, Android. Let's go ahead though and create the very first one here, a cross-platform mobile app, leveraging cross-platform user interface with Xamarin Forms. We'll go ahead and leave the default app one and hit create. From here, I'm able to create a brand new project using several templates, such as a master detail application with flyout navigation or a tabbed page. I can also add an ASP.NET Core Web API backend project that I can debug locally or deploy into Azure. But let's go ahead and create a blank application. We can select between Android and iOS. We'll leave both in place and hit OK. Now, this will scaffold out my entire project, including a .NET standard library with my shared code and user interface in an iOS and Android project. Let's give it a few seconds to finish setting up the project. Now that our project is ready, let me walk you through the structure. Here I have my .NET standard library with any NuGet dependencies that I may have, and I also have my Android and iOS project. Now inside of the iOS project, we have our main app delegate, which is our starting point of our application. So here, this is a Xamarin Forms application, so it's going to go ahead and load the application. But a bulk of our business logic is all going to be in this .NET standard library that's shared between my iOS and Android application. Now, for our main user interface, this will be our main page.xaml, which is our Xamarin Forms XAML that says, "Welcome to Xamarin Forms." Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and set the iOS project as my startup project. Then, what I'm able to do is launch on a simulator. Now, to be able to deploy and debug our iOS applications, we're going to need to connect to our Mac. So let's make sure that we have access to the network. Now, we'll need to set up our Mac for remote compilation and debugging for iOS development. Here, this will walk us through how we can pair with our Mac. On our Mac, we'll need to set up sharing, which is located in the sharing remote login, so we can communicate over SSH. We'll finish up by allowing access for specific users and hit next. Now, based on your network, your Mac should show up, but I'm here on CorpNet at Microsoft, so I'm going to need to add my Mac via IP address. So once you have your IP address of your machine, you can go ahead and type it into this box. Now, I'll be prompted to enter my credentials. Go ahead and enter my username and password of my Mac machine. And this will go ahead and configure my PC and my Mac to ensure I have all of the proper installed parts installed for iOS development from my Windows machine. So let's give it a few seconds to ensure everything is installed and configured. There we go. We're connected to our Mac via IP address. And now what we see in our drop-down list is all of my iOS simulators that I have installed on my Mac. So we can go in and select a specific, let's say iPhone 6 running iOS 12.1. Now all I need to do is hit debug. This will compile up my application and start it in debug with a remote iOS simulator for Windows. This will communicate over the network to give me a one-to-one representation of the iOS simulator that I can interact with. And if you're on a touchscreen, you can even use your touchscreen for interactions. Let's give it a few seconds to finish the installation and launch our app. Here we go. Our application has launched, and it says, "Welcome to Xamarin Forms," a one-to-one of what it says in our XAML with our label, "Welcome to Xamarin Forms." I can, of course, add more controls and start building out my application and use Visual Studio 2019 for complete iOS and Android mobile development with .NET and Xamarin. And there you have it. You've just deployed your very first iOS application written in C# with Xamarin from Visual Studio 2019. Now, if you have any questions at all, feel free to reach out, and thanks for watching.